So for this practice, we need a situation in which you find yourself back in the reactive mindset, in which you find yourself in this rough time, in a difficult situation, a challenging situation for you. And again, don't take a situation that gives arousal on a scale of 1 to 10 on the 8th, 9th, or 10th. But take a situation that is difficult on the score of 4 to 5. And maybe if you think of this situation, maybe there's even some guilt or shame attached to the situation that happened. It's lots of time these emotions hold us back in reactive patterns. And if you have that situation, please close your eyes again. Sit back and relax. Maybe even lie down if you like. Take care of your body posture. Feel the supporting strength of your chair and the ground. And connect to your body. And right now, start thinking of this situation that you feel tense about. Visualize it in your mind's eye. Visualize what you did, what you said, how you felt. Can you feel the discomfort in your body as you bring this difficult situation to mind? And if yes, just stay with your awareness in your body where it feels tense. And if it doesn't feel tense or uncomfortable in your body, see maybe if you can choose a more difficult situation that arouses you a little bit more. Now, saying to yourself, this is a moment of difficulty. This is a moment of difficulty. This is hard right now. And I'm going to offer you some more words. And just see if these words resonate for you to say as well. And if not, just stay with, this is hard right now, or this is a moment of difficulty. Maybe you want to say to yourself, I'm feeling tense. Or, ouch, this hurts. Or, this is stressful. And now saying to yourself, difficulty is a part of life. That connects us as a human tribe. It makes us human. Maybe you like to say to yourself, I'm not alone. Others are facing similar challenges. Or, this is how it feels when people struggle this way. Now I'd like to invite you to take one of your hands and put it on your heart area. And feel the warmth of your hands and the gentle touch of your hands on your chest. Maybe you'd like to move your hand a little bit on your chest if you don't feel it that much. Connect to the warmth and a supportive touch. And saying to yourself these words, may I be kind. May I be kind to myself as I face this challenge. May I give myself what I need. I've got your back. Or what would be kind right now to do? And if you are having difficulties using these words, please bring in this dear friend or loved one. And imagine that he or she would have the same difficulties or problems as you. What would you say to this person? What simple message would you like to deliver to your friend, heart to heart? Now see if you can offer the same message for yourself.